This piece, created by Toronto-based multimedia artist Louis Jacob in 2000, is a section of a larger piece, Album 1, which is a series of 18-by-12-inch white laminate panels containing multiple found images. This particular section contains 6 images arranged into 2 columns. 2 of the images on this panel are of an equestrian statue being yanked off its enormous stone base by a large crowd. In one of these images, the statue is in the midst of falling to the left, while in the more romantic representation, the statue is in the midst of falling to the right. Both images are captured just as the statues are suspended at 45-degree angles. In the middle of the panel, there is a colored image of a person wearing colonial garb in the midst of a trust fall at the shore of a beach. Although their feet are planted firmly to the ground, the person's body is leaning over at a 45-degree angle to the upper right, awaited by an outstretched hand. Below, there is a 2-photograph series. The first is of a man suspended in the air as his right foot diagonally digs into a street sign. In the second photograph, the sign emerges completely damaged. It is dented and distorted, leaning diagonally at a 45-degree angle to the top left. The most noticeable feature of this panel is its use and repetitions of diagonals. The diagonals in one image either parallel or contrast the diagonals in the images that follow. For example, the toppling of the statue in the first image is opposite the diagonal trajectory of the person falling at the shore, while the romanticized toppling scene is depicted at an angle that mirrors the person falling. This creates the feeling of a visual seesaw. In every image, there is something held in suspense, unsupported. Each image gives off a sentiment of instability and looming change, the imminent possible destruction that follows a free fall. There is a clear political narrative that is told through the falling of the equestrian statue. Equestrian statues were often used as political propaganda that symbolized authoritarian power. These statues were often erected to commemorate rulers and individuals of military prowess. The images of this equestrian statue could have been inspired by the famous paintings depicting the fall of King George III's equestrian statue. 6 years after the statue was erected on Bowling Green in New York City, it was pulled down upon the United States' Declaration of Independence. The toppling of a monument in honor of a political leader is an image familiar in contemporary times as well. An image that immediately comes to mind is the toppling of the statue of Saddam Hussein on Ferdows Square in Baghdad, Iraq. American forces pulled down the statue during the 2003 invasion of Iraq as a symbol of liberty. As earlier stated, the motion of falling comes with a feeling of instability and momentum. This momentum awaits a big change, which is embodied in the changed appearance of the monumental structure, which at this point is left crumbled into just its material components. This is analogous to the regicide that can take place during a time of political dissent. The rest of the panels in this series reflect a change from vertical hierarchism embodied in the tall buildings and other towering images of the early images in the series to horizontality, which is achieved later in the series. This particular panel represents a turning point within the series, the shift from vertical to horizontal order.